Chapter 3. Resolving Conflict. Conflict is the tension between individuals or groups because of real or perceived differences. Army Techniques Publication, ATP 6-22.6, Army Team Building, 30 October 2015, states that there are two types of conflict, task and personal. Other scholars claim that there are seven. Many, if not all, of the conflict types could fall under what ATP 6-22.6 lists as the task category. This chapter will cover seven types of conflict and how to manage conflict within a team. Conflicts can be a disagreement over task, a disagreement about the task or goals, process, a disagreement about how to accomplish the task, relationship, personal, an incompatibility between individuals or groups, values, differing and incompatible belief systems. Information occurs when people lack necessary information, are misinformed, interpret information differently, or disagree about which information is relevant. Task interdependence. One person or team is dependent on another for resources or information. Structural. Results from structural or process features of the organization. Not all conflict is bad. Conflict can be constructive or destructive, and constructive conflict can be beneficial to team performance as long as the conflict is not personal. Constructive conflict may occur when a structural process in an organization is recognized as the issue and is changed as a result of the conflict to allow smoother operations and mission accomplishment. When conflict becomes personal, it becomes deconstructive. A leader cannot ignore personal conflicts. If the team does not confront the problem, the team will develop a negative climate. The tables associated with each type of conflict were adapted from Field Manual FM 6-22, Leader Development, 30 June 2015. Use the Strength and Needs columns to see how a squad's behavior is a strength or a need. Use the underlying causes to identify possible solutions to improve performance. Task conflict. Task conflict can be beneficial in the early stages of planning, after receiving a mission. In most cases, it will help people think critically about the stated task and all of the implied tasks. However, if task conflict becomes more detrimental to the team over time when tasks are complex, as it can lead to paralysis by analysis. Process conflict. Process conflict is conflict about how to accomplish the task, who is responsible for subtasks, and how to delegate responsibilities to accomplish the task. Soldiers uncertain of their roles increase the likelihood of this type of conflict. Leaders can reduce the amount of process conflict by ensuring everyone on the team is clear in their role and have a thorough plan on how to accomplish the task. Relationship, personal conflict. Interpersonal differences are a common trigger of this type of conflict, which is the result of incompatibility or differences between individuals or groups. These disputes often lead to other dysfunctional conflict. This conflict is a primary source of stress. Because personal conflict is fueled by emotions and perceptions about another person or group and their personality, character, or motives, neither party may be interested in resolving the conflict. Because it is personal, it tends to become more extreme. Leaders must create a climate of mutual respect and open communication to reduce personal conflict. Values conflict. Soldiers and civilians come to the organization with their own set of values and see the world from their own perspective. Some of these values may conflict with the Army values. A leader must resolve this conflict immediately. If the conflicted value is not congruent with the Army values, then the leader must motivate the individual or team to demonstrate the appropriate behavior. Whether the motivation comes from education, counseling, punishment, or all of the above. Information conflict. One of the leading causes of conflict is uncertainty. The lack of information because of poor communication increases the chance of this conflict type occurring. This is all but guaranteed to happen if the leader does not share the same information with all of the team or squad members, in-groups and out-groups. The best method of accomplishing this is to be open and honest with all members of the team. Task interdependence conflict. When one person or unit is dependent on another for resources or information, the potential for conflict increases. For example, a rifle company relies on others to deliver Class 1, 3, and 5 supplies before leaving the tactical assembly area. If those supplies are not delivered, there will be a conflict that results in the company missing their start point time. Structural conflict. Structural conflict can be horizontal, between similar groups, or vertical, chain of command. This most often occurs because of a regulation, process, procedure, or the task organization. Leaders should work to adjust accordingly and within their authority. Managing conflict. When conflict arises in a team, and it will, it presents an opportunity to either make the team stronger or break it apart, depending on how the leader and the team resolve it. ATP 6-22.6 lists some ground rules for managing conflict that leaders should follow. Teams should establish rules before conflict arises so everyone understands how to work through conflict and use it to improve team performance. Avoid personal attacks. Address how team members' behavior or performance affects the team. Do not attack team members personally. When a member suffers a personal attack, it can affect them for a long time, long after the member improves their performance or corrects the problematic behavior. This leads to resentment and other personal attacks in the future. Prevent heated outbursts. Angry outbursts cause other members to shut down emotionally. Outbursts do not resolve conflict, but rather drive it below the surface until it reappears, even more damaging than before. The team as a whole gets defensive, stops collaborating, loses trust, and damages the relationship with the member who had the outburst. Outbursts are emotional responses to other issues that can usually be resolved once emotions are removed from the equation. Early in the team development process, leaders must lay a ground rule that before emotions come out in an outburst, the team member should disengage from the conversation and re-engage only when they feel they can discuss in a rational manner. Approach other team members directly. If a team member has a conflict with another member of the team, they should deal with that team member directly, face-to-face. Too often, team members discuss their issues with other team members. This erodes trust within the team. It is not always possible to have an in-person meeting. If the problem cannot wait until a face-to-face meeting is possible, a phone call is the next best solution. If a phone call is not possible, an email may suffice, but only as a last resort. Never assume hostile intent. Miscommunication is the most common cause of conflict within a team. Members normally do not try to cause a conflict purposely. Either the meaning of the conversation or task was misunderstood, or something else went awry, as if the member did not fully comprehend the standards or how their behavior was interpreted. When attempting to resolve the conflict, team or squad leaders must understand that members are usually not trying to cause conflict. Act to control conflict. Leaders must learn when and how to control conflict. As stated earlier, conflict can improve team performance if handled effectively because it can lead to improved processes. If ignored, conflict can spread throughout an organization and grow to proportions that the leader cannot handle on their own. If the conflict occurs in a public forum, the team leader or another member of the team must intervene and move the parties to a private location. Conflict in a public forum can have long-lasting negative effects, even after the reason for the conflict is resolved. Avoiding conflict is not a recommended course of action, as this allows the conflict to grow and affect team performance. As soon as a conflict arises to the attention of the leader should resolve it before it impacts team performance.